All right, we're back here on News Radio KMAN, special edition of In Focus, as we speak with Senator Jerry Moran here from the state of Kansas. And continuing our discussion here on the coronavirus response, we talked a little bit about testing. Let's talk a little bit about vaccines, because that's going to be ultimately what gets us through this pandemic. What is the progress looking like as far as developments of vaccines?
Well, Brandon, I am a member of the Appropriations Committee that funds the National Institute of Health, NIH. A week ago Thursday, we had a hearing with the director of NIH, the head of CDC, the Center for Disease Control, and BARDA, which is a government-private partnership to develop vaccines and other drugs. So the issue is, I think, moving really well, and I can say this in part because Dr. Francis Collins, the head of NIH, and to put him in perspective, this would be Dr. Fauci's, that there is such a thing as a boss at the NIH. He is the CEO of all the institutes at NIH, one of those being infectious diseases, headed by Dr. Fauci. Dr. Collins, is a very impressive person. And I had him join researchers in Kansas and other medical providers to have a Zoom conference about how things were going in the vaccine, and then 2 months later, he testified to tell us the update. And this is the way I understand it. There are five paths that look promising toward the development of a vaccine. Two of them are especially promising, and those two are beginning clinical trials now. The expectation is that there will be a result, an answer, by October, November. And in the meantime, the vaccine is being manufactured. Of those two that we think are the most promising, or they think are the most promising, those two are going to begin manufacturing that vaccine so that when the time comes, if we hit it right, if the scientists and physicians determine this is the vaccine that works, we're not waiting for manufacturing. The vaccine is available. So people are very, scientists and researchers in Kansas, physicians tell me, this all sounds very pleasing, like we're on a track that makes sense. I think the challenge is distribution. So when we get a vaccine, how are we going to distribute it? And that's what, in my view, we need to be working on. And who goes first? And I assume the answer to that, we'd agree on healthcare professionals and nursing homes and hospitals. We'd talk about first responders and folks who come in contact with lots of people. But then what's the next step? Somebody over a certain age, somebody with a certain disease. So we have a lot of work yet to do in the next, between now and October, November, to have a plan in place that helps distribute this outcome.
I think it would be nice if, you know, especially if everyone in Washington could be proactive instead of reactive in that case, because there's no doubt going to be a big demand on that.
Absolutely, and it's a demand that's worldwide. You know, I think of disasters in Kansas in the past that I've been in, trying to help recover from. Sorry to say involved in. I don't want to say I'm involved in a disaster. So trying to help. And in all those circumstances, we've had other communities that could come to the rescue of the community that had the tornado. Here it's everywhere. And so the response becomes much more difficult because we don't have the necessary ability to say, I can help you. Instead, we all need help. And so it is important, and the federal government, as you say, needs to have a plan in place, needs to be proactive, not reactive, and generally, as we've seen in this pandemic, is that we were reacting to circumstances that we weren't prepared for.
Are you frustrated? I know a lot of folks are frustrated with kind of the political rhetoric that goes on here on both sides. Does that frustrate you that this pandemic has been politicized?
Absolutely. I mean, there should be no political aspect to the desire to wear masks. I mean, I'm all for freedom, but I think with freedom comes responsibility. I've had people tell me that, you know, they're fine if they die, they're ready to go, but that mask is not as much for protection of ourselves as it is for protection of others. So I'm of the view that I want people to have the maximum amount of freedom. Our Constitution requires that. But it also only works when people behave in ways that are responsible to themselves and to others. And that's not a political thing. That's just a human nature. That's who we are as Kansans, is how do we help and make sure that good things happen.
Again, we're speaking with Senator Jerry Moran here on News Radio KMAN, special edition of In Focus. Obviously, the CARES Act funds are starting to be distributed across the country. We understand Riley County is close to getting theirs. I think Pottawatomie County is going to be getting theirs at some point as well. How's that working? I thought I heard it's in three different phases, possibly.
Well, this becomes more of a state issue, although I always hate to say something is federal dollars. It's federal taxpayer money. The CARES Act provided $1.25 billion as a minimum to each state. Out of that $1.25 was money that was available to counties that had more, or political subdivisions, counties or cities, that had more than 500,000 people. There's only two in Kansas, Sedgwick and Johnson. So they received each about $100 million out of that $1.25. The rest came to Kansas to be spent on COVID-related expenditures, on costs associated to COVID-related things. And I think, fortunately, Kansas made the decision to share that money with local units of government across our state. That's a good thing. And how it's distributed is being decided by the governor and the legislature. I will look at ways to try to be helpful, perhaps some flexibility. And maybe it would be a mistake that all that money be required to be spent by the end of this year. I don't want counties to be spending money that they don't really need to spend just because if we don't spend it, we're going to lose it. So there are still some federal aspects to this, but the phases and how it is spent within that criteria is really up to the state of Kansas.
And obviously, I imagine the universities will get some part of that. I know universities are hurting. We're going to have President Richard Myers on next week to talk a little bit about all that. Is there any more the federal government can do to help out those institutions?
Well, the Federal CARES Act, so the federal government, the federal taxpayers, have provided two installments of money to universities across Kansas and across the country, both public and private, both the four-year and community college, technical colleges. And the question is, will there be more? I'm of the view we can't simply spend our way out of this problem, but there are things we need to invest in. And we'll try to be helpful to universities, particularly as it relates to this issue of testing and getting us in a safe position for classes to resume. I think that's where I'm certainly aware of how important it is for this economy to work. People need and want jobs. But the way we get there the fastest and the most, the longest lasting, is by addressing the healthcare issues, trying to make certain that people know they're safe and they are safe. That lends itself toward an economy that works, people at work. And so testing and PPE, acceleration of the vaccine, those are the ways that we can help universities get to the classroom and life get back to something much closer to normal than what it is now.
Yeah, consumer confidence is so important for that to come back, obviously, for the economy to work. Is there anything else here that you wanted to comment on here while we've got you this morning?
Brandon, I appreciate the chance to have a conversation. I'm back in Manhattan for the weekend, and I will do everything I can to try to be helpful to Kansas and try to do everything I can to see that we do our work in a way that is the right thing under the Constitution. It promotes the freedom and opportunity for people, and that we provide people the tools to be responsible for themselves and others so we can get this thing behind us.
All right. Well, Senator, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for all the time here, and certainly don't be a stranger. We'll love to have you on again sometime soon.
Brandon, thank you very much.